Hi, I'm Dan Tallarico, social media and PR specialist here at Printing Industries of America, and today I'm with
Gary Jones, Assistant Vice President for Environmental Health and Safety Affairs.
And lately, the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act has been in the news a lot lately. It just passed the House and the Senate last night and is waiting signature from the President. What does this mean for the industry? Why is this important?
Well, Dan, this is very exciting for us because it actually culminates many years of hard work since the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act was passed in 2008. The intent of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act, or CPSIA as we say for short, was to protect children from exposures to lead and certain chemicals called phthalates or plasticizers. And the key is that it impacts any children's product. So for our industry, that would include books, posters, flashcards, anything, menus, things that are printed for a child 12 years of age or less. Under the requirements of the legislation, in order for a printer, our member, and subsequently their customer, to sell that product in the marketplace, they would have to test and certify that it met the limits for lead and potentially phthalates. The legislation, which is significant, includes a provision which exempts books and other printed matter from the testing and subsequently the certification requirements, as we read it from the certifications, definitely from the testing requirements. And this is huge because it would impose an inordinate and high burden on any of our members who are producing a children's product because they would have to have the product tested. And when we mean tested, it means it had to been sent or has to be sent to an independent third-party laboratory.
And are those pretty expensive then?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the testing costs are average around $500 per test.
Oh, wow.
And the way that the legislation was set up is that each product that was produced had to be tested. So technically, every book run or every set of flashcards that you would produce or every poster that you would produce, you'd have to send them off-site for sampling or sample them and send them off-site for testing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, subsequently issue a certification for each product that's produced. So as you might imagine, that is a very expensive proposition for our members that were producing products for children.
Yeah. And so that'll all come to an end then if the president signs this?
Oh, definitely. If the president signs this, which we anticipate the president to sign it, we have no reason to believe that he wouldn't sign the legislation because of the way and the manner which it passed both the House and Senate. It was extremely non-controversial, which is surprising.
Right.
We're all familiar with the latest controversy in the debt ceiling.
Right.
Well, in the Senate, it passed almost unanimously. There were only two votes against it, and in the Senate, it was passed on a simple voice vote, and there were no dissenters in the Senate. And the Senate passed the best situation is the Senate passed the House bill, which had passed earlier in the day, and the Senate passed it last night. So there is complete bipartisan support for the changes in the legislation, so we don't anticipate this not being signed by the president.
All right. Well, that's great. Thanks for the rundown and the recap. I think that's any more information we should know about that?
Well, we do have a webpage dedicated to this topic. Obviously, it'll have to be updated once the bill gets signed into law, and we'll be updating our webpage. And on that webpage, you can find information about the act. I think the most important thing to remember is that we're still subject to the limits. In other words, we're not exempt from the limits that are in the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have to do tracking labels for our products. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't have to do testing and certification. So that's important to remember. There will be information on the webpage.
All right. And you'll see a link on the webpage. I will put it on our Twitter, at PRPrintIND. And you can also follow Gary on Twitter. What's your Twitter name? G Jones Printing. I believe,
yes.
Follow Printing Industries and you'll get all that great information. And thanks for taking time to talk with us, Gary.
Sure.
All right. Till next time.